You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Atamarie, e whakarongo ana koutou, ki te reo irirangi poho. You're tuned into The Breakfast Show on 95BFM, and we've got Josh Fountain in the studio. Morena.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, very well, thank you. It's lovely to have you up here today. It's also very exciting because we've got you in for the VNZMA Artisan Awards. You're up for two this year, which is very exciting. Best producer and best engineer. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Huge, exciting couple of accolades there. Let's start right at the basics. What is a producer and an engineer on a track? Like, what do you do behind the scenes making a song happen?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's no kind of one set thing, and it kind of depends on the artist. But I guess generally, in the broadest term, the producer's kind of in charge of delivering the finished song. So, you know, some people are hands-off producers, where like the Rick Rubin-style producers, where they lie on a couch and pop in once a week and check that everything's on track and say, that's cool, that's not cool. But I'm kind of more involved, and I work on the music and like program the beats and do all the recording and editing and stuff myself, which I guess that's part is kind of more the engineering,
right,
technical side of things. But yeah, for the most part, the way that I do my production is I'm working with the artist, and really it's my job to give the artist the song that they want.
So how does that sort of look for you? Does that mean you sort of sit down and have a chat with them, or do you listen to previous stuff that they've been working on, demos and things? How does it sort of come together?
There's no set way. Sometimes, I like to start stuff from scratch in the studio rather than them bringing in a song that they've already kind of got these preconceived ideas about and whatnot. So I like to start from scratch, and we just kind of go with what the vibe is, see what kind of mood they're in, and what day it is. If it's a Friday afternoon, then maybe it's going to be a bit more of an energetic song.
Or, nice.
There's no one set way. We just kind of try and capture the vibe and capture the moment and just work as fast as we can.
Absolutely. So you've taken over Golden Age Studios from Joel Little, who is of course the man behind Lord's sort of debut, and now he's carving up the charts in America as well, which is crazy. And again, it's that kind of the magic of the engineer and the producer's role is you sort of got fingers in many pies, and people might not necessarily know your name, but they'll know your songs, whether they realize it or not. What's it been like sort of taking over Golden Age? How have you sort of found that space to work in?
Oh, it's been amazing. Yeah, it's been awesome. It's like it's been a really interesting few years, I think, post Lord. I think for the first time, once everything kicked off with that, I think for so many people suddenly made, it's like that thing, you know, the guy who first broke the 4 minute mile or whatever, before that people were saying it's impossible, and then suddenly after, as soon as one person did it, everyone else started to do it. And I think that's the same, where it kind of woke people up to think, oh, actually people do, you can do it. Like, you can actually, you can be successful. Not that it's like, not that anyone's trying to necessarily purposely be like, you know, the biggest artist in the world.
No,
but still being an artist, but just to know that it is possible. And it also kind of forces everyone to step their game up and work a little bit harder, and knowing that actually there's a chance that the world might hear this rather than just, posting it up on Facebook, on SoundCloud, and
mum and dad sharing
it. Yeah, exactly. You know? So it's been really exciting, and it's been awesome as well. Just kind of seeing like Joel's progression, and you know, hearing all the like behind the scenes stories, and it's awesome.
So do you think that the music industry, the music scene in New Zealand, has changed quite a lot since Lord kind of broke the big time?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've noticed sort of way more. Like back when I first started, I've been doing this for years and years.
Yeah.
And it used to be way more of a DIY thing. Like if you would have to, if you were the artist, you would have to produce it yourself and record it yourself, and you know, even do the artwork and stuff yourself. Whereas now all these the young kids coming up, they're all like super collaborative, mm-hmm. working with each other and kind of using each other's strengths, and it feels way more supportive, I think.
That's great. Yeah. That's a really healthy scene, as a supportive scene, I guess. You've worked with some awesome artists this year. Your producer role is kind of attached to Benny Foley Leisure, which is your own band, and Marla as well. What's it been like, I guess, switching between different projects? Do you find you kind of have to like take a different hat into work each day when you're like, okay, I've got Benny's tracks to work on at the moment, or are you working on a separate one at a separate time?
I try and work on like as many different projects at a time as I can.
Cool.
Because it keeps it way more interesting. Mm-hmm. I think like if I was like a beat maker or something, just doing hip hop beats, like 5 hip hop beats a day all week, it would drive you nuts if you were just stuck in one little, in one particular genre. So I like to mix it up. And yeah, it does mean, it is different roles with different artists. Say if I'm working with Marla, then that's very much a co-production thing where mm-hmm. he's great on keys and stuff, and I'm helping to shape things and helping to keep him on track and kind of challenge him, I suppose. And then if it's someone like Benny, we're working with Jason Suskov, who's also in Leisure with me, and we're kind of just building something from scratch, and mm-hmm. It's just a different way of working, I suppose. And then Leisure's different again, where I'm not the sole producer in Leisure; we all produce it. But that's just another completely different way of working.
Absolutely. Mm. It must be really exciting as well to see projects you've worked on get a lot of accolades too. Like Benny, for example, is absolutely carving it up this year. She was up for the Silver Scroll. She's also up at the VNZMAs for Best Solo Artist, Best Single, Breakthrough Artist, and Best Pop Artist. That's like pretty major. Is it kind of cool to be like, hey, I had a little hand in that. That's my little sort of music baby over there. Is that kind of exciting?
Yeah, it is. It's really exciting. I think... I think over the years I've become a master of, I don't want to say jaded, but like I've become the master of just kind of like, once I've worked on a song or something, just kind of let it go and see what happens with it and not get your hopes up. Because I've had my hopes up so much in the past with songs that I've been convinced, this is a hit record, man. Yeah. Like, wait till people hear this, you know? And then of course it doesn't do anything. So it's super exciting just to see what's happening with Benny and just kind of everything that's been going on behind the scenes as well. And it's awesome. It's great. I don't quite have that same thing. You know, people talk about when you hear your song on the radio and like what a feeling that is. Yeah. I've never really had that. And I think maybe that's because as the producer and engineer or whatnot, I've heard the song
so many 2,000
times. And more what I hear is like things that I should have changed, or
now everyone can hear that.
I'm like, oh man, this doesn't sound quite as bright as it should or something. But yeah, it's funny, like say with Benny's song Soaked, that song was like, kind of did it in an afternoon, and we finished it off, and it was like the first song that I didn't even bother to get mastered or anything. I just put a limiter on it, which makes it kind of loud.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Of course, that's the song that ended up like doing really, really well.
Yeah.
So you just never know.
You
just got to kind of like do your best work and stay true to what the artist wants to do, and then just let it go and
see what happens. Well, we're going to give Soaked a spin now. Good luck and congratulations on your nominations for Best Producer and Best Engineer at the VNZMA Artisan Awards. It's lovely to have you in the studio, Josh Fountain.
Thank you very much for having me.
My tongue is sealed within my mouth. These certain words, they can't come out. These
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.